That's not to say I don't want the riches and rewards that come with being a fancy-panted writer or author on the East Coast, although how this book will get written is still a mystery at this point. Perhaps an as-of-yet-invented computer program called AutoWriter or something like that will come about. Then I could just punch in a few lines and run it through the Pithy program, and that will be that. I imagine that I will be asked to attend marvelous parties where witty bon mots and cutting retorts meet each other in midair where they joust in a gentleman's game to the death. In fact, I'm quite sure that I will be feted at the rather large Upper West Side co-op of someone I've never met, but who will host my literary coming out party. Her name will be something like Deirdre Harwick, granddaughter of Newt Harwick and heir to the Harwick fortune. Newt Harwick invented the non-disposable condom. It's true, look it up. She's very generous with her time and money. Just some of the numerous charities that she works for include Operation Hang Upside Down for Africa, Friends United to Eradicate Blind Indians, the Society for the Improvement of Performance-Enhanced Athletes, and Diamondcology, to name just a few. I can only imagine, because it hasn't happened yet, silly, what one of these soirees would be like. First, there's the invitation. I suppose it's creative and artsy and perhaps a gilded canary's head with a script written in rubies and AOL stock certificates. It is most likely hand-delivered by an old Punjabi man with a sophisticated British accent. It comes at the bottom of a refreshing glass of Bombay gin over ice. I thought that was a canary's head, I will say with delight as I drain the glass and break it just inches away from the Punjabi man's head. Of course I accept this fine, fine honor. I will see you in one fortnight. Here's a halfpenny for your troubles, good sir. Then the big day arrives, and because I'm so cool, I will ride my bike up to the imposing building, feigning ignorance that there's a town car that they've sent waiting forlornly outside my East Village apartment. Oh, shoot, sorry about that, I had no idea, I rode my bike up here. No worries, it's a beautiful night out, I rode through the park, I liked it. And now, they're going to look on me as a real person, with no pretense or shame. Tight elderly women will grab me by the arm and direct me toward various groups of well-behaved and turtlenecked adults. Look, there's Joan Van Whistler, author of And the Devil Went to the Bathroom. She very much wants to meet you. And in the kitchen is Donovan Yeast. He wrote that wonderful On a Winter's Wind Will Ride, a Susan Gerber mystery. I will meet them all and look down at my shoes, humbly, although I will be in quiet ecstasy. I will...